resurrected Christ in the past week, we have heard the narrations, the different narration of our Lord's appearance to the apostle and to the people after his resurrection. So the same thing in all the pieces, this appearance is the first thing Jesus Christ, as the risen Lord, said to them, peace be to you. So the same today in the gospel, we see Jesus Christ appear to the apostle, and the first thing is him, peace be to you. So I would like to tell some my insight about the peace of Christ. So for us, the peace is not like a symbol, like the absence of conflict and violence and in the outside world. But for us, the true peace is a state of being united with Christ, of the souls, and the soul that is being united with Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. So that's the source and the true peace. And if anyone are being touched and touched by Christ, they will have the true peace. And all the wounds and the doubts and of the soul also being healed by being touched by Jesus Christ. So in the gospel, we see Saint Thomas, the doubting Thomas. Right after when Jesus Christ, before his passion, almost the apostle were scandalized by the passion of Christ, and they scattered away. So their soul is full of anguish and sorrows and doubt also. They still couldn't believe how Jesus Christ, their Lord and Master, could be arrested and handed upon the hands of the wicked man, and being crucified. So they're so full of doubt and sorrows, and especially Saint Thomas. So when Jesus Christ appeared to them to strengthen their faith, and he allowed Jesus, Saint Thomas, to touch and to put his fingers on his sides and his wounds. So immediately, Saint Thomas, his wounds and his doubts were healed. And immediately he professed faith, my Lord and my God. So we see for us the peace, the true peace is being like a state of the soul, that being united with Jesus Christ. So whoever has Jesus Christ in their soul, they are at peace with God, with others, and with themselves. So that's the peace of the risen, the risen Christ is giving to us in this time, especially the time of Easter. And also the peace, not only the remedies to heal the wound, all kind of wounds and doubt in our soul, but peace, although is a remedy for us to overcome, to overcome the wound, like in the epistle Saint John, he says, "Who can overcome the wound? If not the one who believes in Christ?" So what does it mean? What does St. John mean by the wound? So the wound is very, very popular phrase in the written writing of St. John's. So the wound here is not the people who are living in the wound. Because the people living in the wound, they are the object of God's love. Yeah. Like God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. Yeah. So the word St. John means here is not denote the people living in the world. But the world here means the worldly mentality, the worldly spirit, the which are full of hatred and hostility to God. That's the world that St. John means here. So only those who have believed in Christ can overcome the hostility and the hatred of the world. And especially thinking about this, we see the world we are living now is a full of hatred and hostility to God. The world we are full of denials and rejection of God and his teaching. So that's the world we are living now. And to overcome the world like that, we need to believe in Christ. So that we will always have peace in our soul. We will not never be overcome by the world. So that's the thing we see, the faith in Christ is a source of our peace and also is a strength for us to overcome the world, the wickedness of the world. And also to overcome the fear. The fear that the world are trying to impose upon us. And so many kind of fears and uncertainty, especially in this time. So to protect ourselves from being panicked and being frightened, the only remedy is to commend our life to God, to Jesus Christ. That's the source of consolation, the source of our peace here. And how to maintain the faith here, our faith here in Christ here, is to touch and being touched by Christ, St. Thomas here. And for us now, more than St. Thomas here, we're not only touched and being touched by Christ, but we can receive Christ into our soul in the Holy Communion. The same Jesus Christ who touched St. Thomas, now we are present before us in the Blessed Sacrament, and we can receive him, receive Jesus Christ, even though sacramentally, but the true, the full, entire Jesus Christ with his soul, body, and divinity. So that is why by receiving Jesus Christ and maintain our souls united with Christ, that's the source for our peace and the remedies and the weapons and the strength for us to overcome the wickedness of the world and all kinds of fears we are facing in life in this time. So may the Lord Jesus Christ be with us always in this time and in the days ahead of our life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.